It's recording.
Okay, thank you. This is a special meeting of the City of Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board. We only have one matter on our agenda, which is a board vote on proposed rate determination on the 2021 general rate proceeding. Before we take up that matter, I would ask if there's any members of the public or anyone who is on the call who would like to make any comments before we take that up, please do so now.
I would like to be heard.
Okay, Mr. Haver.
Mr. Papowski, I want to start by saying you're destroying your legacy. 22 years you serve as a public advocate, making sure that it's separate from the commission staff. You serve as an advisory committee to the PUC, and you let this go forward where you have control of it with a public advocate that has no connection to the public, no advisory committee, actually settles an agreement and doesn't bring it back to the public to even ask input. You don't schedule a hearing. You don't allow the public to have any say in the settlement. And that's your legacy. You finally get to a position of power, and what do with it? You shut the public out. I'm urging the board to reject the settlement. The way it was gone about is inappropriate. It's improper. It's unenforceable because of the footnotes where the public advocate and the water department have hidden in a footnote all of the ways that the true up will not work. In addition, this has at the very least an appearance of a quid pro quo where the public advocate gets to be appointed automatically. In exchange, it agrees to give the water department literally tens of millions of dollars. Third, there's no requirement that the water department gets a single penny from any of the federal or state acts. And fourth, it doesn't address the failure of the water department to enroll people in the TAP program. This is not in the public interest. The process that was used was corrupt. It is continuing to be corrupt. And I urge the board members to vote against the settlement. There is not a single member of the public on the record who supports this. The only people who support this settlement are people who have been paid by the Philadelphia Water Department. Because the public advocate refused to open the doors and support a public hearing on the settlement, you have not heard from the public. You all know that every single member of City Council has signed a letter opposing this. And now you get to decide whether a corrupt public advocate will get to put on the rest of us a rate increase that's unnecessary.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments from the public? I'm sorry, did someone else ask to speak? I couldn't hear. Okay, having heard no other comments, I would turn to the board. Members of the board, if you have any other, you have a draft of the proposed order before you, that has been distributed to you. I would ask if any of the members of the board have any comments at this time to take our vote. Okay, no further comment. I would ask the board members to vote at this point. An affirmative vote is a vote to approve the draft order, which would affirm the recommendations of the hearing officer's report and approve the rates set forth in the partial settlement proposed by the Philadelphia Water Department and the public advocate, and deny the exceptions filed by the participants. Mr. Ewing?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Pizevsky?
Yes.
And I vote yes. The vote is 4-0 in favor. And I will ask the board council to forward our order to the records department as soon as possible. I do not believe we have any further business. If any of the board members have any other business to bring before the board. Right now we have, I would like to go ahead and just tentatively schedule the meetings for the rest of the summer. I'm not sure that we will need meetings every month at this point. But if we stick with our schedule of the second Wednesday in each month, next meeting would be Wednesday, July 14th. And the meeting after that would be Wednesday, August 11th. If you could just make a note of that. And if we are able to cancel one or both of those meetings, we will do so. But I wanted to make sure we get those on the folks' calendars. So if there's nothing further to bring before the board, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry. Before I adjourn, let me just thank the board members, but mostly to thank our hearing officer, Marcy Chestnut, as well as board counsel, Dan Cantu-Hertzler, and our rate consultant, Ed Marcus, for their assistance in this proceeding. So if there's nothing further, I will adjourn the meeting. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.